Welcome to the Button Click Admin Podcast. I'm Mike Gerholt.
And I'm Jillian Adell.
We're talking to Salesforce admins, developers, and product managers to give you best practices, tips, and advice to help you be successful.
But before we get into it, Mike, what are we talking about today?
Holy cow, we got a lot going on. I would say it's a super week.
Super week because it's Super Bowl?
Yes. Yeah. Super something. Super everything. There was
super duper.
There was, yes, super duper. There was a super big event that we did on February 2nd that people can check out if they go to salesforce.com/live, right?
Yep. The big, big event with Mark talking about stuff that's coming up in our 50th release that's coming in the summer.
Right.
Which is pretty exciting.
Need to have Metallica maybe open a podcast for us, I think.
Oh, that'd be awesome. But yeah, and we've got a blog post going live on Monday.
Yeah, if you ever want to see how some of the behind-the-scenes magic of what Leanne does to make our demos great, this is a blog post where she gives you 5 tips so you can demo. So heads up, if you're a user group leader or if you're getting ready to give a presentation in the user group, you might want to read this post. Just saying.
Leanne is queen of demoing. She is amazing how talented she is. So I definitely highly recommend this blog post. Even though I've yet to see it, I have a feeling it's going to be amazing. So check it out. We also have a webinar that we're doing on Tuesday about Salesforce A. This is the first one we're doing of the year. And Mike, you're in the webinar, I believe.
I am. It's the Salesforcia webinar. Salesforce A is such a cool app. And for admins to have their own app that we can literally be anywhere in the office, on the go. Jillian, we were just talking, you were taking some PTO. Even if you were on vacation, you could still do really cool things. And we want to make sure that our admin community knows all the stuff that's really cool about the app because there's major releases coming out around it. And then we have a customer that's going to be on the webinar. Not to mention, I'm going to give you some best practices and tips around supporting users based on the 8 or so years that I had to support the many, many users I had.
Great. It's going to be a fun webinar. And I think it'll be the first one of many we've got lined up for this year. So check it out. You can find out more information about it on our Twitter feed. We've posted it there. We've also sent a bunch of emails out. You can't miss it. So yeah. Definitely be sure to mark that in your calendar.
Yeah, I'm sure you and I will be Twittering about it if you haven't already.
There'll be all the Twitters.
Twitter all the things.
But today we are talking to someone pretty awesome, someone also works at Salesforce.
Yeah, fellow presenter. I got to present with Adam Torman in, I think it was 2014. And I call him the Profiles and Permission Sets King because that's what he did. He's one of the really cool product managers that gave us login as any user. But he also rolled out the event monitoring app. Is doing some really cool stuff around event monitoring and profiles for Salesforce. And so we had a chance to kind of corner him, literally, into a room and force him to answer some questions for us. So let's get Adam on the podcast.
Adam, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we're going to kick off with our first question that we love asking everyone, and I love this one especially for you. Tell us about the first time you logged into Salesforce.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's like over a decade ago now, which I like to say just because it sounds really cool, even though it's really not. No, so the first time I logged into Salesforce was actually getting ready to interview to come over to Salesforce. And I was actually at NetSuite before I came here. And what was interesting was we had a problem at NetSuite that we just struggled to solve, which was how do we onboard data? And I'll never forget sitting in my living room, logging into a trial org that I had just signed up for. And the very first thing that I did was use the import wizard to import data. It was actually NetSuite data into a Salesforce org. And I was just blown away by how much easier it was to get data onto Salesforce and be up and running fast. I mean, it was such a heads and tails better experience that I was hook, line, and sink. Synco right there.
It's a data loader. That's a good intro to Salesforce.
Yeah. Adam, how did you become a product manager? Was that what you were interviewing for?
I like how you combine like the product manager and product major aspect.
Yeah.
because that'd be cool to actually study in college. No, I studied high school. I studied history in secondary ed to be a high school history teacher. And that's what I was back in Virginia before I moved out to California. And that led to a training job through Avaya, Accenture, Lucent Technologies, NetSuite, and then finally into Salesforce. So I actually started in Salesforce as a trainer. And we love to do user experience lab testing here at Salesforce, where we get not just customers, but also internal folk that have some understanding of how the application works to give feedback on the new user interfaces. And at the time, App Store just launched. This was, you probably heard recently, AppExchange celebrated its 10th year. Well, I was in some of those very original usability sessions. I was having the session with the tester and talking through stuff, and it all of a sudden became highly, highly interactive with the product manager, David Brooks. And we got into such an in-depth discussion, and I was basically saying, no, you need to try this, and what about this? And no, this, you have the screen wrong and the flow is incorrect. And that, from that conversation, David, who eventually became my hiring manager into product management, said, I think you're missing a great opportunity. I think you're missing out on an opportunity not just to evangelize and train and teach people about Salesforce, but to actually change the course of how Salesforce works. So he invited me to interview for a product management position with what was then called the admin team, who was in charge of profiles. And they had a really difficult problem set they were trying to solve. They were trying to get to multiple profiles, which eventually became permission sets. And so I was brought on to solve that problem. And it was a phenomenal experience because I knew a lot about Salesforce, but I had never actually stopped to say, okay, well, if I had my druthers, if I had my ability to choose exactly what I want Salesforce to be, what would it be? And that was an eye-opening experience. And that was really sort of the way I entered into product management here in research and development at Salesforce.
So do you really feel that now, like as a product manager, you've had a lot of opportunity to really shape that? I mean, it sounds like you've got a really, really strong passion for that and really affecting and coming from the admin background and thinking about the admins. I mean, do you have like a specific story you like to talk about in terms of specific product or feature that you know, you kind of have, oh, I know that this made a huge impact, or that was a really interesting one to work on?
Yeah, you know, I've been really lucky to work on a couple really cool product areas, profiles, permission sets, now with event monitoring and event log files. But, you know, funny enough, the most incredible experience I had around any given product was actually login as any user. And the reason why is because as a product owner, you are responsible for a specific sliver of the Salesforce functionality. And I owned profiles and permission sets at the time and saw that there was this problem. It had been brewing on the Idea Exchange for a while. The community had been voicing an opinion about enabling admins to log in as any user without first being granted access. And so without actually owning that area, I actually put together a team. I recruited a quality engineer, a doc writer, a developer. I put together a plan. I took it through legal and product security, who had to sign off on this because, of course, login as can be a controversial feature in that you have to opt into it, and I was changing that flow altogether. So I put all that together, got all the ducks in a row, and then got the feature out. And that was a phenomenal experience because it wasn't just a matter of someone saying, okay, you own profiles and permission sets, now get it done. It was more a matter of there was a specific problem that I saw that was so clearly a pain within our community that I could actually design and influence and bring to fruition. And so being able to bring that about just felt phenomenal. And that really has been the benefit of being a product owner at Salesforce is I'm very lucky in that I have this very active community that I can go back to and talk through ideas, determine what the use cases are, figure out what the pain points are, and actually bring that about. So for instance, the setup audit trail being API exposed in the Winter 16 release came about as a direct conversation after True to the Core, Parker Harris's session at Dreamforce, back in 2014, I believe. And I said, okay, again, I don't own that feature, but this is just something that needs to be done. Admins need this ability. Engineers, developers need this ability. And so I got my team to take that story on so that we could really fill that pain point. And that's really, when you ask the question, Jillian, do I feel like I'm enabled to be able to do my job? That and much, much more, because that's what we look for here. We look to really change how people interact with Salesforce, reduce the friction, reduce the adoption, and really try to build features that and products that make sense for them, not just things that we dream up on a whiteboard.
Just in case you were wondering, when login as any user came out, literally there was confetti all over my desk because it was such a welcome feature.
Mike, was that your first confetti moment?
You have no idea how happy I was with login as any user. Now, Adam, you've been in a ton of our release videos as a product manager, and you wear some pretty awesome hoodies, which you should keep the hoodies in the release videos. But I also have
a collection of them. Now, I actually have the Force.com hoodie. I have the Salesforce One hoodie, and I have the Salesforce Platform hoodie, and now I'm just looking for the Salesforce App Cloud hoodie.
Right.
That's put next to my collection.
That's what we do is we collect hoodies. But you also, you were one of the, and I consider you the original bloggers about Salesforce because you have a site called Salesforce Hacker.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Oh, so this is interesting. You know, one of the biggest challenges I had when I first took on admin and profiles and permission sets is that I had a lot of customer confusion with the documentation. And I had a lot of very strange requests coming from very large enterprise customers saying, oh, your docs are wrong. You need to include this exception or this note or this thing that we discovered. And what I found was that the documentation wasn't really serving the needs of the majority of our customers. It got to the point where you couldn't see the forest through the trees. And so I spent about two or three releases working very closely with my absolutely awesome doc writer, Carol Franger. And what we did was we pruned the trees. We cleared it out and we made it much, much easier for people to understand what permissions did and how you worked with them and how you worked with profiles. And the process, though, one of the things that we discovered was in making that simple and really addressing the primary case, we still needed a place to be able to explain some of the more nuanced aspects of profiles and permission sets. And I actually got this tip from another product manager here who said, well, anytime you have the same conversation with more than one customer, I blog that conversation so that it's on the public domain. I thought to myself, that's a great idea. So I started doing that on some of the corporate blogs, and I realized what one of the challenging parts about that is as I would get into this customer call and someone would say, well, what about recertifying our users around view all data permission? I'd say, yeah, go search the corporate blogs and find this particular blog post. But they would never do it because it was just too difficult because the corporate blogs include everything, marketing and lead information, sales information. So I created the Salesforce Hacker site to make it incredibly easy for people to find domain knowledge that was really in-depth, that goes really above and beyond what we would ever put in the documentation, that was really best practices, tips, and tricks around anything that I knew because I have a fundamental belief that knowledge and data should be open and available. And the Salesforce Hacker blog platform gave me that opportunity. So I could really, really dig into highly nuanced, very specific use cases. For instance, I just published a blog post today called Quiddity, the Key to Unlocking the Synchronous Apex Concurrent Limits in Event Monitoring. Not something that really would confuse people if I threw that in the documentation, but for the event monitoring customers out there, all of a sudden it opens up the opportunity to optimize Apex transactions so that they don't run into that concurrent limit, right? So this has become a phenomenal opportunity for me to share this data and share this knowledge. And since I started the blog in 2000, I think it was at the end of 2013, I've had about 500,000 page views. And it's changed the conversation. I walk into EBC sessions, executive briefing sessions with customers, and I tell them, you know, take a look at this blog as information. They say, oh, you're the Salesforce Hacker? And it's empowering, and it's really a change of mindset because all of a sudden they have this great knowledge base of information at their fingertips.
So we need to get you a Salesforce Hacker hoodie.
Yeah, that's the evolution of the hoodies in my collections.
So you're, to me, the profiles and permission sets king. If you had one piece of advice for beginning admins when they're getting started with profiles and permissions, what would it be?
Oh, easy, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. It would be least privilege. Least privilege, least privilege, least privilege. Profiles, permission sets, these permission containers are massive. And you have an opportunity to really adjust permissions so that people have just the right level of permissions to do their job and nothing more. And it's not difficult to set up now. So the rule of thumb that I've given most customers I've talked to is to configure your profiles with the least amount of privilege necessary for the broadest range of users, and then layer permission sets on top of it with very specific permissions so that they have just the right permissions for themselves, where you don't get stuck as an admin having to do these massive iceberg-like Titanic course corrections just to avoid nightmare by having everything overloaded in a profile. So least privilege, least privilege, least privilege. Design your profiles to be for the broadest use of users and your permission sets for the most specific ones.
That is great advice. Adam, before we let you go today, we have one fun question for you.
All right.
It is Super Bowl week here in San Francisco, everyone's dying to know, what is your favorite Super Bowl snack?
Oh, that is a tough one.
I know. We saved a tough one for the end.
Things, pizza. I would have to say a tall boy can of Budweiser.
Nice. Solid choice.
Totally wouldn't have pictured you saying that. That's hilarious.
I like to be unpredictable, Mike Gerholt.
You are that, sir.
Well, Adam, I know we want to be really appreciative of your time with us today. We know you've got other things to do. Hopefully we can get you back on the podcast and talk a little bit more about some of this exciting event monitoring stuff that you're doing. But we'll have to have a version two.
I love it. Anytime. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Adam.
So we're so thankful that Adam was able to spend some time with us, albeit brief. But in case you didn't want to listen to the entire episode, I have Jillian's takeaways from our interview with Adam. And it's really kind of two things, actually. One was a theme that I heard in his story about really taking initiative to work across teams and across the company to really solve the problem for a need that he saw. That, to me, just immediately spoke to every single admin that I have ever met. That is exactly what admins do everywhere. So we see needs. We go after and find creative ways to solve them. And that is how Adam kind of created his whole career as a product manager, which is pretty awesome. And the other big takeaway I got is his theory of how to use profiles and permissions, which is brilliant. And I'm not going to be able to say it as great as he did, but his methodology was basically create profiles that give you the most restricted access to your users. And then layer on top permission sets to actually open up different things that they can do in the app. And he talks a little bit more about that in there, but that's a principle that I know, Mike, you definitely firmly believe. So I think it's something that we can all take away from our brief encounter with Adam, and hopefully we have another one soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Adam has a really good hold on how admins can keep their life simple and roll out profiles and permission sets easier. So that was a great little chat we had with him, but it doesn't end there. Jillian, we have shout out, cheers, and high five of the week.
My favorite part of the program,
of course.
So I actually wanted to insert a thumbs down version to this, just because it is Super Bowl week in San Francisco, which is wreaking havoc on the entire city of San Francisco, even though Super Bowl is down in Santa Clara, which is like an hour and a half outside the city. So that's just my like side little gripe. But let's just focus on
positive
things.
Tell us how you really
feel.
I love
football. I love Super Bowl. I don't understand why they're shutting down half of San Francisco for it if it's not even in San Francisco.
Well, it's because Adam Torman has to have a big can of Budweiser.
Oh my God, that's true. It does sound amazing right now. So speaking of happy things, Mike, what do you have this week for your shout out or your cheers or your high five?
So I'm going to give a high five to Misty Ray Jones, who coincidentally also lives in Phoenix, which is where I spent my last week looking at cars, and apparently follows me on Instagram and is a Salesforce admin. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to meet while we were at the Barrett Jackson auction, but I think it was really cool that she followed me on Instagram and said, hey, you're looking at cars too. Probably should have coordinated this a little bit better. So I thought it was really neat. Just proof that the community is literally everywhere you go. So,
can't you always have a friend, even if you're looking at really fancy, fun cars.
Even if you're just getting away for a little bit, posting pictures of your bear on Instagram. That's how it works.
Your bear. What's the bear's name?
Theo.
Theo.
Yes.
Theo the bear. The Adventures of Theo the bear.
Right. And if you're on Instagram, hashtag what you doing, Theo.
Nice. I like it. I like it. Well, my cheers of the week is kind of a touchy-feely one. So we had this huge launch event on February 2nd where Mark talked about the future of Salesforce and where Lightning is going. And one of the announcements that he made really just kind of made my heart grow like two times bigger that day, or whatever the Grinch does. And it was because he announced that he had donated 5,000 tickets to the Night Before concert where Metallica is playing at AT&T Park to San Francisco Unified school teachers and UCSF healthcare workers, so that they could actually like really enjoy being a part of the city and celebrate the awesomeness that is the Super Bowl in the city. There are some awesome parts. And as a product of the San Francisco Unified School District, I thought that was pretty freaking cool. So I love getting little surprises like that. It really makes me proud to be a part of Salesforce because we really do have a heart, and I just love that stuff. I mean, I'll be there, but you know, I'm a Salesforce employee. I don't do nearly the amount of impressive work that someone who works at UCSF Hospital or a teacher goes through in public school in San Francisco. God, could never do that job, but.
Or dress up like the Grinch.
Right. Well, you know, actually, that could be that Jillian the Grinch. I don't know.
Oh, I hear a Dreamforce idea coming.
Anyway, that was my cheers of the week. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us this week. And if you want more awesome admin amazingness, you can follow us on Twitter at SalesforceAdmins, no I, for all the latest and greatest from your lovely, awesome admin team. You can connect with Adam Torman, our product manager from Salesforce that we talked to today on the podcast, on Twitter at @atorman. And as always, you can find Mr. Gerholt at Mike Gerholt and myself at G. Medill.
And with that, I'm Mike and she's Jillian.
And we'll catch you next time in the clouds.